The Pentagon's top general is comparing Russian actions in Ukraine to the horrors that French citizens suffered under Nazi invasion during World War II. General Mark Milley spoke at an event yesterday marking the 78th anniversary of Allied troops landing on the beaches of Normandy. More than 9,000 U.S. troops are buried at the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial, where he gave the speech.
The fight for Ukraine is about honoring these veterans of World War II. It's about maintaining the so-called global rules-based international order, the order that was established by the dead that are buried here at this cemetery.
A few months ago, when the war in Ukraine was just beginning, we reached 31-year-old Ukrainian business analyst turned soldier Dmytro Veselov. At the time, he was armed with a rifle, patrolling neighborhoods of Kyiv, where he and his wife lived. He's now a translator with the Ukrainian forces being trained near the southern port city of Odessa. Dmytro, welcome back.
Nice to hear you again.
And you as well. Obviously, your life has completely changed over recent months. Is this where you thought you might be right now?
No, I thought my military life would be a lot more boring, I suggested, from what I know about wartime. But, I work as a translator with a lot of U.S. volunteers who have a lot of combat experience and share it with Ukrainian troops. So it's way better than expected.
Are you seeing combat?
Yeah, well, I've been to the front lines twice for some operations.
In early March, when we spoke to you, you said you were not afraid yet that Russian logistics were terrible. And yet here we are. The war is still grinding on. There is heavy shelling of border towns, especially. Are you afraid now?
Right now I'm not shelled, so not afraid. And when I was shelled and there were missiles, Russian missiles exploding over my head, yeah, that was a bit unsettling.
So Ukrainian troops in the town of Severodonetsk are said to be holding up against the Russian shelling. Another Russian general was killed in fighting yesterday. But up the river from Odessa, we're told that territory may fall to Russian troops. How is the morale among Ukrainian soldiers?
Well, the morale is high, so we're inflicting high casualties to the Russians because we're defending, and that helps the world still helping with us as we run out of our equipment. The new equipment arrives, so that gives a senior morale boost to people. But, otherwise, well, it's hard, because we're fighting against an overwhelming force. Russia still has, five times more artillery and 10 times more tanks at every place of the front.
So you're in relative safety now in Odessa. Give me an example of how a typical day goes for you.
It's a wake up 5:30 PT, then prepare for a day of training. Then I either run and translate for the classes for the soldiers or give out some training programs like the tactical medicine. And late evening, it's mostly communication with NGOs and solving logistical hurdles.
So long-range weapons are on their way. Ukrainian troops will get their hands on them soon. Obviously, the troops will need to be trained in how to use these weapons. But do you think that this will be a game changer for Ukrainian forces?
On paper, they're supposed to be, yeah, because these are multiple launchers of guided missiles, and Russians do not have those. So in theory, yes, but in practice, we just need to see, it's not even the first battery of HIMARS have seen frontline action yet.
So you evacuated your wife and mother back in March. Are they still safe?
Yeah, they're already returning to Kyiv next week.
Really?
Yeah.
And you feel comfortable with that? You feel like it's safe enough for them to come back?
Yeah, safe enough. Well, I've been to Nikolaev, where there are daily Russian missile strikes, and probably Kyiv is even safer, so it's good enough.
All right. So, how much longer do you think you will be working for the Ukrainian army, at what point do you think your life might start to get back to normal?
I mean, like, if the war is over and returning to my previous job as business analyst seems to be a better option than sticking with the military.
Which means you're not sure. This could be your life for the foreseeable future?
Maybe. Yeah, could be. Also, like, I may just become one of the casualties of war. This is a reality for me every day, and it keeps in my head. So probably the foreseeable future will be sooner than it seems.
Well, I wish very much that that does not happen and that you remain safe. Dmytro Veselov is a business analyst, now a translator with the Ukrainian army. Dmytro, thank you so much.
Looking forward to hearing from you again.